thank you guys. Thank you guys so much. Thank you for leading us. And let's, for just a couple minutes this morning, let's put a little meat on those bones from Scripture. Everything that we just heard, we want to see now from God's Word. Grab a Bible, if you would, and open to Matthew chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1, page 1025, if you're grabbing that pew Bible there in front of you. Matthew chapter 1, and while you're turning there, let me just ask you to consider, why are you here? It's probably not the question you thought you'd hear this morning, but why are you here? And I'll just say that I believe that every person in this room is here for a purpose. I think every single one of us is here for a reason. I think God has something to show us, and I think God has something to show you. I believe that God steps in. And in a small way, that's really the message that we just heard, and that's the message we see in Matthew chapter 1, that God steps in. He's not absent. He's not unconcerned. He's not silent. God is here, and God cares, and God speaks. He acts for our good. And we see that in Matthew chapter 1. Let's read beginning in verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. Father, we ask as we consider your word together this morning for just these few minutes that you'd speak to our hearts through your word. That you would strengthen us, that you would encourage us. Lord, even through the message that we've already heard in song, as we see it now in your scripture given to us, remind us, Lord, that you step in and that you step in to stay with us. We worship you this morning, God. We ask you to change our hearts that we might honor you in everything. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Three quick things briefly this morning from this passage again. What we've heard already in song, Matthew spells that out for us. He tells us here in verse 18 down through verse 20 that the birth of Christ, he gives us introduction in verse 18, the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. Mary is betrothed to Joseph. She's engaged, but really even more than we think of engaged today, she's legally bound to be married to him. This was a period of 1 year before they would come together as husband and wife. But to separate this required a divorce, as you see right below. She's betrothed to Joseph. Before they consummate the marriage, before they came together, she was found to be with child. Matthew tells the story from Joseph's point of view. Luke speaks more from Mary, but really as we read here in Matthew's story, we're stepping into Joseph's point of view. And so picture yourself. Joseph, he's engaged, he's betrothed to Mary, and he finds out that she's pregnant. And he knows it's not his child. And we read in verse 18, it's from the Holy Spirit, but Joseph doesn't know this yet. And he's considering what he can do. He's thinking about what he can do. We read that he's a just man. He wants to follow the law, but being a just man means that you're also merciful, and he wants to put her away quietly, so that she has no shame. And verse 20 shows us what we need to see first, that God steps in. God steps in. It says, behold, or or look what happens next. As he's considering what to do, he's really made up his mind. He's going to divorce her. Behold, God steps in. And an angel of the Lord comes to him in a dream. Just when we need him, God steps in. And he has a message for Joseph. He has a message for him. And in the same way, he's given us a message too. He's given us a message. And Peter will say later that this is a more sure word than any angelic vision. We have this message from God, and listen this morning, where you're coming from, Christmas, God hasn't abandoned you. God hasn't forgotten you. You're not cut off. God steps in. God steps in. Christian, God steps into your life. He has stepped into your life. And non-Christian, again, I would say, I don't believe it's an accident that you're here this morning. God's stepping in, and so let's step forward and see what he has to say. He steps in, and he steps in with a purpose. Let's pick up where we just left off. Verse 20 says, "Behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David,'" he's connecting him to the great king. You see this in the first part of chapter 1. "Joseph, son of David, do not fear." Don't hesitate to do what you need to do. Don't be ashamed to take Mary as your wife. Why? For, here's the reason. "For that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit." There's the second time we see that already. "That which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She'll bear a son, Joseph, and you shall call his name." And in that act of naming him, we see at the end of the chapter, Joseph is formally adopting him as the father gives the name. He's adopting him into his family. "You'll call his name Jesus." In one way, in 2017, that'd be like saying, "You'll call his name John Smith." It's a very common name. It's a very common name in that day, and I would imagine maybe a thought is, it's just plain. It's just common. Why call his name Jesus? And the angel gives the answer right away. "You'll call his name Jesus, for he'll save his people from their sins." Their wrongs they've committed against God. This son will save his people. This is a kingly language. He is a king. He has a people. He'll save his people from their sins, from their wrongs against God. The name Jesus means God saves. God saves. It's the equivalent of the Old Testament name Joshua, Yeshua. God saves. God is salvation. God saves. And the angel says, "You'll name him God Saves." And then the message from heaven is that he saves. You'll name him God Saves. And the message from heaven is that he will save. And those two are one and the same, because in Jesus, God has come to save. In Jesus, God has come to save. Jesus is the God who came to save. So imagine you're lost out at sea, and your boat has been just maybe decimated by a storm. You're just drifting. There's no hope for you. Your radio's working. You can receive communication, but your microphone is not. You can't get anything out. It's one thing to receive a message, to hear a radio communication. "We haven't forgotten you." It's another thing to see the rescue ship coming on the horizon. It's another thing to be put safely aboard the rescue ship. Jesus is the rescue ship, only he's not on the horizon, he's here. And he's come to save us from our sins. In Jesus, God steps in to save. In Jesus, God steps in. God steps in to save. Historically, that's true in what we celebrate with Christmas, but that must be personally received. In the book of John, we read that to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. And so for me, I grew up in a Baptist church in the middle part of Georgia, and For the first 20 years of my life, the message that I heard, I'm sure, was right and true, but the way I understood it was to be a Christian is to believe that God exists and be good. Friends, that's not what it means to be a Christian. That religion won't save you. God stepped into my life when I was a freshman in college. He sent two guys into my life, Matthew and Joey. And Matthew and Joey showed me what it meant to follow Jesus. They talked with me about what it meant to follow Jesus. They explained to me the gospel of Jesus. God stepped in through them, and through them I heard this message that in Jesus God rescues. And when I was a sophomore in college 15 years ago this winter, I put my faith in Jesus and God saved me. That can be you. That can be you today. Listen, God is stepping in to your life even right now through his word. Would you receive him? He came to save you from your sins. God steps in. That's the message of Christmas. God steps in to save. And let's finish up verse 22. Now, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. God steps in, and God steps in to save. And praise God, God steps in to stay. He steps in to stay. It's not just that he steps in, he steps with us. He steps in to stay. He doesn't save us and leave us. He saves us and stays with us. His name is Emmanuel, God with us. That's true historically when he came, and Christian, that's true for us now. And think of the very end. Matthew's gospel opens up with this, God with us. And the very last thing in Matthew's gospel, chapter 28, verse 20, Jesus says what? Behold, I am with you. I am with you always. He's with you. He has stepped in, Christian, to stay with us, to stay with you. It's not just that God remembers you. It's not just that God rescues you. Praise God, those things are true. But it's not just that he remembers you. It's not just that he rescues you. He remains with you. He remains with you. He's Emmanuel. And so sometimes application for us is simply remembering or believing in again the truth. There are several of us in this room who have lost a loved one in this past year. And I know that for many of us, Christmas can be tough. And it can be lonely. And it can be hard to sing of the good news of great joy. I just want you to remember from God's word this morning that the promise of Christmas is Emmanuel. And that if that's you, God remains. God is with you. You're not forgotten this morning. God's with you. And there are some who may be here this morning who feel like you're on your last leg. And you feel like that all hope is lost. Maybe a situation in your family or a situation at your work, something going on with someone you love, and you look at it and you just say it's hopeless. Christmas is the story that God steps in and God saves and God stays, and where God is, there's hope. There's hope. Hope remains. There's always hope if God's here with us. And maybe there's others here who are burdened by sin and burdened by guilt and burdened by shame this morning. And maybe you're here and maybe this is your first time in a church in quite a while. Or maybe not. Maybe you've been coming every week. And there's sin and there's guilt and there's shame in your life. God stepped in to save. Jesus stepped in to take your place. Jesus stepped in to rescue you from that. That sin can be forgiven, that shame can be taken away, that guilt can be removed because of Jesus. Because of Jesus. Would you trust in him? Would you trust in him this morning? Would you remember that he's here and so there's hope? And would you remember that he stepped in to stay and so you're not forgotten? It's the message for us of Emmanuel, God with us.